When you get like the supporter at home, when it's going to be the it's coming up to penalties. Do you, like us at home, think, or hope this goes to penalties? Do you look
as a goalkeeper?
To
yeah, you do definitely. You? Yeah, as a goalkeeper, you do, because it's literally straight away pressure off, released. You can only be a hero. You're not expected to save.
Really?
You're not expected to save penalties. If you do save penalties, you come out of it as a hero.
And what about this psychology of standing where you are? It seems to be born out. If you stand dead still in them, you'll get three of them. And yet nobody seems to do it. It seems like I'm disappointing everyone if I don't go one way or the other.
Yeah.
And yet I think a penalty shootouts, you stand there and they'll come straight down the middle, at least three of them. But it takes a lot of nerve not to move.
Yeah, it takes a lot to do it. And as a goalkeeper, your intuitions are to dive. But these days you get research. There's so many staff working at football clubs.
Oh, no, but they're getting your
before
nerves.
A game, you'd be given a pack, two or three do pages you? Long, of the last 20 penalties that this team's taken, the last 10 that so-and-so's taken, the last three or four penalty takers, which way they've gone, at what stage in the game it was and at what score in the game it was.
And yet, Paul, as he walks up to take their penalty, he knows you've seen the dossier saying yeah. he did this last time. So he thinks, so what I'll do is I will go that way because he yeah. thinks I'm going to change it because that was the last...
This is the mind games. the centre-forward's running up to the penalty knowing that I know where his last three penalties have gone.
So therefore the dossiers are useless.
So that's why they obviously could miss, go wide, because they may either change the way
they
stick away. Yeah, stick to the way.
When a penalty goes high, wide and handsome, yeah. everyone loves it, the crowd are killing themselves. You walk away, obviously relieved, but do you secretly think, oh, that was terrible? That
yeah. was yeah, quite often. yeah, quite, you know, sometimes turn around to the crowd and like, oh, that was a bad one.
That was a stinker.
Everyone loves him. And footballers have to be serious and they cut away to the fellas on the halfway line, all patting his back, saying, don't worry, anyone could have done that. But you know, in the coach going back, there's going to be conversations saying, what was he doing with that penalty?
There was two this week in the Leeds Doncaster game in the cup.
I was
two. But one of them was it almost cleared the stand.
And what's your record like taking them?
I've not taken one, not in a
You're
game.
Joking.
No, not in a game.
No.
No, I say I've tried to concentrate on saving them.
Have you ever come close when it was going round and like it's going to be you in a minute?
Yeah, there was a couple of penalty shootouts that have gone the distance and you are thinking it's coming round to you, but I've never got the chance to take one.
But as a goalkeeper, looking at a goalkeeper then, and if you had to, what would be your theory? Place it or would you belt it?
Belt it.
Yeah.
Belt it high and straight.
Yeah.
As you say,
you're going to hit the tape one soon. These words are going to come back to haunt you.
You've got to go high because the goalies always leave the feet trailing in the middle, so you always got to clear the
That's
feet.
That's true.